The recording that you're about to listen to is a talk from the City Bible Forum. We would appreciate you respecting our copyright by not making copies of this talk or altering the content in any way. We hope that you find the material beneficial. If you would like more information on the City Bible Forum, you can visit us on the web at citybibleforum.org.
Khalil Gibran, who is a Lebanese Maronite poet, is that right? Khalil Gibran said, love is not looking into each other's eyes, it is looking in the same direction. Would you agree? Yes and no. Yes, I think the problem is that love, the word love covers a multitude of experiences. I love my mother. I love my mate Thomas. I love my fiance Alison. But they're quite different experiences. There's a certain similarity in the fact that these people are terrifically important to me, and I like to think I would sacrifice much for any of them, and they bring a lot of joy into my life. There is a sense in which a lot of love is looking together, like walking together in the same direction, which is an important part of friendship. But I think there is, in certain sorts of love, a looking into each other's eyes. I don't do it much with Thomas. Perhaps I should. Why would Jesus ask the woman a question stating something he already knows is not true? Go call your husband. John. Lawyers can't ask a question in court which starts an assumption the lawyer knows is not true. Well, that's interesting about the legal system. It is interesting the way God and God's Son, Jesus, constantly use questions. It seems as soon as sin enters the human situation, God comes with questions. You know, Adam, where are you? Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the fruit that I commanded you? Now, in none of those is God seeking knowledge. You know, Cain, he says to Cain after he's murdered his brother, where is your brother? God is constant, and I think it's to engage us in conversation. And so I don't think the intent of Jesus' question is entirely loving with this woman. And he wants to move the discussion, as I understand it, not so much to her sin, which some people think it is, but to the idol that she's been seeking to find her water from. So it might be true you can't do it legally, but there are a number of things that God can do that we can't. E.g., take vengeance. Right? There are certain things that not everything God does is a model for us. But I would think to ask that sort of question is fine. But if you're not supposed to do it in court, don't. Billy Graham, in his book Nearing Home, written when he was 93, expresses unshakable confidence in heaven he will be reunited with his wife Ruth, who died 6 years ago. Is he right? Will we be with our Christian loved ones in heaven? I would agree with the great Billy. It's one of those things where I think the Bible, I'm not aware of any particular verse, and someone might be able to share something, where we're actually told you will be reunited, you know, with friends. Well, that's a hypothetical Jesus gets asked in order to stump him. I'm not sure if it reveals to us that the nature of what life's going to be like in the new heaven, the new earth. I think most Christians think yes, because we have things like, we know the apostles, I presume we know the apostles there because they're spoken of in the book of Revelation. I think what Christians' work is this. God's way in human life is in his movement into the new creation is not to lessen our humanity and our human joy, but to deepen it. So, for example, my father, who had very clear faith in Jesus in the last 10 years of his life, I take it when he died, he's gone to be with Christ. I take it, you know, God willing, when I die and my faith in Christ, I will also be mercifully taken to be with God. It would be hard to imagine that we just wouldn't recognize each other. That we'd all become horrendously amnesiac. So I just think most Christians think that presumably we will. And I think that's probably right. He won't be married to Ruth in heaven. That's certainly true. We'll have to wait and see how the intimacy works out there. I think that the sort of Jesus answer is just make sure you're there. Is God's love connected to the idea of his jealousy? How does his love not become demonic in the way ours can? That's a very good question. You might know that the great theologian Oprah Winfrey turns her back on ordinary Christianity because she goes to church And the preacher was speaking about God's jealousy, his jealous love. She hears that and has written this a number of times. I thought, surely God would not be jealous of me. Why would God, what a petty, that can't be God. God can't be a jealous God, jealous of me. Not realizing he's not jealous of her, he's jealous for her. I just think, man, she's a very, very clever woman. But that's a fairly basic mistake. I think that the one of the downsides of love, although an inherent part of love is jealousy, if it's that sort of romantic love where the Bible speaks of that, God's jealousy is simply saying that when he calls you into relationship with himself, he will have first place or nothing. Right? He's not some sort of desperate person who's happy to have, you know, any old sort of friendship. He's very clear. It's first place or nothing. So there's nothing manipulative, there's nothing sneaky. And at that level, he is jealous. So when we begin to worship idols, and I take it as, you know, I've been a Christian for 30-something years, I struggle with different idols at different times, different good things that become too central. And the way that you tell if you're in danger of arousing God's jealousy is whether or not you are now sacrificing the things of God for your work or for some relationship. It's what you sacrifice things around will tell you what your ultimate destiny, your ultimate concern is. Okay, well, thank you. It's been fun being with you the last 5 weeks.
The recording that you have just listened to is from the City Bible Forum. For more information about City Bible Forum events in your city, or to order other talks, please visit citybibleforum.org.